tonight's lesson is not particularly about salvation or about being saved or about God's requirements or conditions for saving us, but it'll come up. It's basically about how God started offering this gospel to people. Back before it was offered to all people, he offered it to the people that Israel's doctrine and the covenants were offered to Israel, and those that palled along with Israel, the proselytes and the Greeks. It was offered to them first. It wasn't others weren't excluded. It's just that Christ sent Paul to the Jew first and also to the Greek. But as I go through this study, it'll come up with, you know, what the gospel is. And I don't want it to be an academic thing that we're just learning facts. But it will explain some things that we read in the scriptures, especially in the early epistles that Paul wrote. Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. What's the other one? Galatians, probably the first one, with a lot of questions in it if you don't understand this principle that we'll be going through tonight. So, excuse me just a minute, got a cough again. So, should we have a song before we start? There might be some that are still coming in, I don't know. A brief song, 2-minute song. And then we'll get started on it.
Come and listen in to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of endless spring,
get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Listen to the music in the air.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Heaven's glory share.
Turn the lights down low.
Turn the lights down low.
And listen to the master's radio.
Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
To the songs of the fathers and the mothers and the many friends gone on before. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Some
eternal morning we shall meet them over on the hallelujah shore.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Heaven glory share.
With God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And the glory share.
Turn the lights down low.
Turn the lights down low. And listen to the master's radio.
Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Okay, there we go. We're going to talk tonight about 5 times delivered. And it's an indication of what God was doing here. Just like the Lord used Nebuchadnezzar. You remember Nebuchadnezzar back in Daniel? The Lord used him to help chastise Israel for its unbelief and to... actually, he set the stage, kind of, to send Israel back to rebuild Jerusalem after they'd been in exile. It was actually... done by, was it Ahasuerus? I'm not real sure the way that, some of these kings back then had two names, you know, an Ahasuerus or Xerxes, Artaxerxes, Cyrus. Some of those were the same people. And so I'm not real sure. But the point I'm taking from this is that the Lord did use non-believers, or people that started as non-believers, kings at times to help train Israel, or to help deliver Israel, to bring them back into the land, to discipline them. Training, discipline can be counted as training. I don't like to use the word punish them, but disciplining them in the sense of bringing them into line so that they can excel and do better at living for God. That's the goal. For Israel, they had to keep doing that. They had to endure to the end or they would not be saved. But the Lord used these outside people, kings in particular, and in the same way that he did that, he used various means to deliver Paul from dangers during his Grace Remnant ministry in in Romans 11, and also called the work in Acts 13, verse 2 and verse 41. It was during a dispensation of the gospel of Christ. Those three things were neck and neck. They're side by side. They're going on at the same time. Starting with the fall of Israel in Acts 7, at the end of Acts 7 there. In Acts 26, chapter 26, verses 16 and 17, Paul tells of his early commission by Christ. He's standing before King Agrippa, and he tells what happened back there in Acts 9. He was commissioned to the people and to the Gentiles. Not necessarily right away, but that was what he was to do when the time came. And notice this early sending does not say to all the Jews, all the people, all the Gentiles. It's to the people and the Gentiles. It turns out to be to certain Jews and certain Gentiles. So let's look at the verse. Acts 26. Thanks for posting that. 26, starting with verse 16. But rise, stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things in the... these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee. Well, it doesn't stop there. It goes on to verse 17. In the which I will appear unto... I got to go back. To make thee a minister and a witness, both to thee, both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee. So at that stage, at that phase, that part of what was going on, Christ sent Paul to certain Jews and certain Gentiles from whom Christ would deliver him. Did you catch that? You could reverse that. You could say, I now send thee to the people and the Gentiles from whom I will deliver you. That's the ones he's sending him to. And we can look in the book of Acts and see who he had to be delivered from and see who that'll tell us who that sending was to. Was it to everybody? No, it was to the ones that he would have to be delivered from. So let's look at Christ's later sending of Paul before we go through those five deliverances. Look at his later sending. Later on, after most of those five deliverances, starting in Acts 22, welcome to the room. And it's good to see y'all. Acts 22, verse 17, we'll start with, and we'll go through verse 21. Excuse me just a minute here. Okay, Acts 22, 17, and it came to pass that when I was come again to Jerusalem. Okay, I hope everybody's listening. He's not in Damascus anymore. This is long after that. He's come to Jerusalem, gone back to Damascus or to somewhere else, and then it says, I was come again to Jerusalem. Even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance, and saw him saying unto me, make haste, get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. Well, that's a warning. That's an alarm. He is to get up and get out of Jerusalem that moment. And he says, this is verse 19, and I said, Lord, they know that I am prisoned and beat in every synagogue, them that believed on thee. He's talking, this is later on, after he'd been saved. He's talking about his earlier life before he'd been saved, that he imprisoned people that believed on Jesus. And when the blood of the martyr, of thy martyr, Stephen, was shed, I also was standing by and consenting unto his death, and kept the raiment of them that slew him. He helped, in other words. And he said, God said unto me, that's Paul talking, he said unto me, depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. Did you catch that? He's not sending him unto the Gentiles. He says, I will send him send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. That's a future tense thing. It isn't happening at the moment that he's in the temple. It will happen in the future, though. So, long before that, he got his first sending when in Acts 26, 17, we read earlier that it says, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee. Now I send thee. Well, that was earlier. He was sent to the people and the Gentiles. And we'll see which people by using this, finding out who he had to be delivered from. But now, late in his ministry, the Lord appeared to him in the temple in Jerusalem and said, I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. Well, later on, close to his death, probably the last chapter that he wrote in the Bible, 2 Timothy 4:17, Paul verifies it. He notes that he did what he was sent to do. He says, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. That's a different deliverance other than these five that we're going to see. This is one where he's no longer in this world that is governed by the god of this world, Satan. He's delivered out of the mouth of the lion. The lion, look at 1 Peter 5, verse 1. Be sober. This is Peter talking to the little flock, to Israelites, believing Israelites. He says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. And Paul said, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. That's the last that he wrote. So, there's a big difference in the two types of sendings. The early sending that was present tense at that time in Acts 9, now I send thee. And the later Christ issued, later on he issued a future tense sending, I will send thee. So let's look at the times that God delivered Paul in one way or another. And let's see from whom Paul was delivered. And so by finding that out, we can know to whom Christ was first sending Paul in Acts 26, verses 16 and 17. If y'all haven't looked at the banner, it's going to have to be a short meeting tonight. So just a notice there. So there's no surprises. So the first one, here's the first deliverance. It's Paul's witness at Damascus. Look at Acts 9, verse 22. Paul increased the more in strength. This is just after he'd been saved in verse 6. And you come down to verse 22. Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. He had denied that. All the apostate Jews. That's the point of difference. They didn't believe that Jesus was the Christ, the Messiah. And they didn't believe he rose from the dead, for sure. Going on to verse 23. And after the many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. To kill Saul of Tarsus, that was later called Paul. Verse 24. But their laying await was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Verse 25. Then the disciples took him by night and led him down by the wall in a basket. So that's the first instance there in Acts 9:25. Paul was delivered from the Jews, it said in verse 23. The Jews took counsel to kill him. He was delivered from the Jews that were in Damascus in 9:23. Okay, let's look at the second one. Second instance of being delivered. It was in Lystra, Pisidian, Antioch, Iconium, all in the area there. Either in Galatia is a fuzzy area. You can find maps that have it all over the place. I know of one map that shows Galatia going down a part of it, touching the Mediterranean Sea. But anyway, these were cities that were either in or near Galatia. And starting in Acts 14, verse 19. It says, and there came thither certain Jews. Now, he had already preached in the synagogue in, where was that? He had finished in Antioch. Let me find my poster here. Got to go to 14:1. Iconium. Came to Iconium, and they went together into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake that a great multitude of both of the Jews and also of the Greeks believed. So they had a good meeting there, and people believed, a lot of them. And it says down in verse 19 now, it says, and there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, he had visited there too and preached, who persuaded the people. These Jews were still, they were the kind of Jews that run the synagogue. They were apostate. They didn't believe Jesus was the Messiah. Thought he was a fraud and tried to stop the whole thing this way or that. I forget which it is, but the way. They persuaded the people, and having stoned... Now, again, when it mentions the people, that's the Jews. Having stoned Paul, they stoned him. They drew him out of the city, and supposing he had been dead. Well, they have to, that's the Jewish law, they have to stone, if they're going to stone him, they have to stone him until he's dead. Acts 14:20. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city. And the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. verse 21, and when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again. Hold on a minute, my mouse is frozen. They returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. There was a lot of tribulation at that time in the transition, in the time when it was just first being introduced, this new gospel that Paul was saved by as the first. In him first, it says. So, it says, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. Now, it's not the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God is his overall rulership in the universe. It's the kingdom of heaven is the kingdom out of heaven. It comes out of heaven to the land, which, of which today's Israel is a very small part of. It would that the borders of the land, as told in the scriptures, goes from the Nile River in Egypt up towards Syria. I think it goes into lower Turkey, part of Turkey, and then east to the Euphrates River, which is what, Iraq or Iran? I think it's Iraq now. That's a large, large area. So we read about the kingdom of God that he says, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Verse 23, and when they had ordained them elders in every church, and that's in preparation for something. We'll find out, probably not in this lesson, but in another lesson. That was in preparation for a need that was arising. When they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. Okay, that's the second instance of deliverance. In Acts 14:20, Christ delivered Paul from certain Jews, is what it says, that came down from, what was it, Lystra, Iconium? Let me see here. Certain Jews. Antioch. Came down from Antioch and Iconium. That was in, and they stoned him in Acts 14:19, and he was delivered, brought back to life. The third instance of the delivering that God did, that Christ did for Paul in his ministry, that would be in Thessalonica, starting in Acts 17, verse 5. Now, he'd come to Thessalonica, developed a manner that he would preach the gospel of God 3 weeks in the synagogue, and then those that believed he would separate out. And he or one of his fellow laborers would teach them the gospel of Christ, how to be saved. So they've already taught in the synagogue, and when you get down to verse 5, and it says, the Jews which believed not. So there's a little closer, more specific definition of who it is he has to be delivered from. The Jews which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city in an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. Before I go on and forget this, the Jews which believed not, I already forgot it. I'll have to depend on it coming back to my memory later on. I can't get it right now. Acts 17:6, and when they found them not, so they ransacked the house looking for Paul and who's with him then? Silas. And I'm not sure who all else. But it might have been... No, it wasn't Sosthenes yet. But it says, when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying that these that have turned the world upside down are come hither also. Verse 7, whom Jason hath received, and these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus. And they troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. That's verse 8. And verse 9 says, and when they had taken security of Jason and of the other, they let them go. Verse 10, and the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. That's what they did. That's what I was going to say up there in Acts 17. The Jews which believed not. Well, why did he keep going to the Jews that wouldn't believe? If these are the ones that he has to be delivered from, do you remember? Let me get the verse up here. My mouse is not working right tonight. That was in Acts 26, verse 17. Very slow. There, finally hit 26. No, didn't catch. Glad I don't have this trouble with it every night. 17. I'm on it and clicking, but it's not highlighting. Just a second. Now it's highlighted. But it didn't come up. There, now it's up. Okay. Posting. Why did he go to these people that he had to be delivered from? Delivering thee from the people and the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee. He was sent to the... Those are the very people he was sent to during this it's called a work in prophecy. It's called, in the mystery, it was called a dispensing of the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ, which was the gospel of salvation. So, let's go on to... That was, let's see, the third one. The Jews which believed not are the ones that Paul had to be sent away. They sent him away by night unto Berea. Let's look at the fourth one now. That was three. This will be four. This is in Paul's temple vision, or you could say Christ's temple vision to Paul. I don't know. Paul's the one viewing it. Acts 18:22 is where it occurred, but all, you know, you remember when we read the second sending, the later sending of Paul, the Lord says, depart. And he says, I will send thee far hence, but I mean, there's an impact to that command. Get out of here right now. You know, he says, get thee quickly out of Jerusalem before they had their discourse there. And Paul argued with God, so to speak, saying that he had taken the blood of Stephen, the martyr. But... It happened in a big hurry in that in the temple, and then he left. He was gone. So you can see that in the verse here in Acts 18:22, it says, "And when he had land, he came from I think he was sailing from Troas, if I recall, and he was going to land at Caesarea and go to a feast there at Jerusalem, one of the Jewish feasts." That they're supposed to attend. It seems to me like it was Pentecost, but I'm not sure. And when he had landed at Caesarea and gone up, Jerusalem was uphill from Caesarea, from the sea, and saluted the church, he went down to Antioch, down the other side, which is north, but it's downhill. So the only thing about that temple vision that's in the verse is that he saluted the church. The church was at Jerusalem, and so it's just three words. It's the briefest visit that Paul made to Jerusalem. So let's look at his later description of that temple vision. He does describe it. We read that. That's the later sending. But let's look again. Acts 22:17-21. And it came to pass that when I was come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance. And I saw him saying unto me, make haste, get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. And I said, Lord, they know I am prisoned and beat in every synagogue them that believed on thee. And when the blood of thy martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by and consenting unto his death, and kept the raiment of them that slew him. Verse 21, and he said unto me, depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. So, again, that verse where it actually happened in Acts 18, verse 22 says, and when he had landed at Caesarea and gone up and saluted the church, he went down to Antioch. Extremely brief. In Acts 22, verses 18 and 21, Christ himself delivered Paul by telling him, get thee quickly out of Jerusalem. They won't accept it. And you can see that later, if you read the next verse after his sending, the temple vision occurred in Acts 18. In Acts 20, he was actually sent. You know, he says, I will send thee. That sending came in Acts 20, verse 6. And then he tells about it in Acts 22. He's telling it to Agrippa with some protesters or killers, really. They didn't like Paul and his message. But when they heard... when they heard him say that God was going to send Paul to alien Gentiles, Gentiles that were not associated with Israel, didn't care about Israel, didn't bless Israel for sure, that God was going to save them, God had promised to curse them in Genesis 12:3, the middle clause of it. That was part of one of the covenants that they depended on, that God would curse those who cursed them. And yet Paul says, you know, they didn't see any way that Paul could not be a heretic. He wasn't a heretic, but the reason being, God started a new program, started something new. And it was started with Paul. Paul was the first one in that pattern that Christ had set up. So he said, depart. And in that way, Paul was delivered from they, it says, they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. They were the Jews in Jerusalem. The Jews, again. All right, the fifth deliverance of Paul that he had to be delivered from, the ones that he was sent to, it was in Ephesus. Paul went through Macedonia down to Greece, and then you read in Acts 20, just a little heads up here, in Acts 20 verse 6 he's sent on that second sending, but in Acts 20 verse 3 there's a layover for him, and that's where he writes Romans. He wrote Romans and 2 Corinthians. So we're going to read the first three verses of Acts 20. Acts 20 verse 1, and after the uproar was ceased, Paul called unto him the disciples and embraced them, and departed for to go into Macedonia. And when he had gone over those parts and had given them much exhortation, He came unto Greece, verse 3, and there abode 3 months. That was the layover. And when the Jews laid wait for him, there they are again, as he was about to sail into Syria, that would be Caesarea, to go to, well, I'm not sure that of that. It was, but it's right north of Israel. So the boat may have been had a load to go to Syria, and then he'd get down to Caesarea and go to Jerusalem for the feast. But it says, when the Jews laid wait for him as he was about to sail into Syria, he proposed to return through Macedonia. In other words, they're waiting down by the docks, Paul. What are you going to do? Well, we're not going to the docks. We'll go by land up to Macedonia and sail from there, from Philippi instead. And he was delivered from those that were laying wait to kill him. In Acts 20, verse 3, Paul was delivered from the Jews again. He purposed to return through Macedonia. So that was 5 times that Paul was delivered from the Jews. And in some of those instances, the Greeks were included. Delivered from the Jews and the Greeks. He was sent to the Jews and the Greeks, we know, from the 17th verse of Acts 26. And according to those verses there, that means that it was the Jews and the Greeks that Christ sent Paul to in his first sending. The Greeks had a very special... I mean, the Greeks were prophesied in Deuteronomy 32, verse 21, 20 and 21. They're prophesied, not by name, but they're called, how does it go? Them which are not a people. And the Greeks, it's not talking about people from Greece or Grecians. It's talking about people that clung to the Greek culture that it, you know, the Greek Empire had just been 200 or 300 years before that. And they were noted for their seeking after wisdom setting up libraries and institutes. And so the ones that sought wisdom instead of just debauchery, you know, the Gentiles that did find out what God was doing, they found out that God set up covenants with Israel and that if they would bless Israel, they would be in God's will and be blessed by God. And so that's what they did, but they were called Greeks. Now, there were some Greeks that didn't believe. 1 Corinthians 1:23, to under the Greeks' foolishness. But unto them, verse 24, unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks. And in fact, that tells us who was being called at that time. Both Jews and Greeks were. Doesn't say anything about alien Gentiles yet. So, Paul's later all-man sending was when he was delivered from this world, actually, during that later sending. If you look in Philippians 4:15, you can see where Paul names the beginning of the gospel, that when he was first sent on that later sending, that later all-man gospel sending, commissioning. Now, you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. The point is, the beginning of the gospel, he tells us, is when he departed from Macedonia. And when did he depart from Macedonia? Acts 16, verse, I think it's verse 12, tells us that Philippi is a main city, a major city in that part of Macedonia. Acts 20, verse 6 says, when we sailed away from Philippi, which is departing from Macedonia. When we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread and came unto them to Troas in 5 days, where we abode 7 days. Let's see. We already read the second sending, but I want you to look at what happened. He's now picture it. He's in Jerusalem before King Agrippa, and these people that are the Jews that are trying to kill him are having to stand there and listen to his defense of what happened there in the temple vision. And listen to what happens after he says it. We're going to start with verse 17 again. And it came to pass that when I was come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance, and saw him saying unto me, make haste, get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. And I said, Lord, they know that I am imprisoned and beat in every synagogue, them that believed on thee. And when the blood of the martyr, thy martyr, Stephen, was shed, I also was standing by and consenting unto his death, and kept the raiment of them that slew him. And he said unto me, depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. Listen to the next verse, verse 22, Acts 22:22. And they gave him audience unto this word, Gentiles, Boyim, and they gave him audience unto this word, and then lifted up their voices and said, away with such a fellow from the earth, for it's not fit that he should live. To them he was blaspheming the covenants. I mean, he was going against the covenants, saying that God would save Gentiles that cursed Israel. They weren't accepting it that Israel had already fallen and committed their unforgivable sin. Going on to verse 23, Acts 22:23, and as they cried out, they cast off their clothes and threw dust in the air. They were serious about it. Well, Agrippa was able to stop it. You know, I guess they took him in. I don't remember the exact rest of the story, but the point is, he was delivered. So, 2 Timothy chapter 4, again, that's the last, what verse? Where they were going to kill him after he told them that he had been sent to alien Gentiles, foreigners, not associated with Israel. That's Acts 22. The temple vision is 17 to 21, and their reaction is 22, Acts 22:22. So in 2 Timothy chapter 4, his last chapter probably, verses 6 through 18. Listen to what, I'm going to skip some of them, but 6 through 8 to start with, and then we'll jump to 16. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. The crown, not the righteousness. He got the righteousness when he was saved, imputed to him, but he gets a crown of that righteousness. And not to me only, but unto all them that also that love his appearing. Down to verse 16, 2 Timothy 4:16. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Verse 17, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthen me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord, verse 18, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So, at that point, after the five times that he was sent in his earlier sending, five deliverances, here in his later sending to all men, when he was delivered from this world to the heavenly kingdom. Not the kingdom out of heaven coming to earth. This is talking again about the kingdom of God, his universal reign. So, in Acts, Paul was delivered from the Jews and the Greeks five times. Well, five times from the Jews. And at the end of Acts, all men forsook him when Paul was delivered from this life. The Lord delivered Paul, preserving him unto his heavenly kingdom. And that's all I've got for tonight. And if you read the banner, speak up, because we're going to have a short meeting tonight, so this will be it. Unless there are questions to be answered, which we're eager to do, we have a little while for questions.